Now, verse 2, as they called them, so they went from them. They sacrificed unto Balaam and burned incense to carved images. But these people, they got in the land, and God had put the pagans out, the Canaanites out, the others out, because they worshiped Balaam. But these people now turned to Balaam and to carved images. Verse 3, I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. In other words, God would bless them in many different ways, thinking that would be a gentle way of leading them. Then he makes this remarkable statement, I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid food before them. Now God says, I did not force them to serve me. And God won't force himself upon you today either, my friend. A great many people say, why doesn't God break through today, and why doesn't God do this? Well, I don't know why God doesn't do a lot of things. He just hadn't told me, but he's God, and I happen to be a little creature down here, and I lack a great deal of information, and I'm not able to answer. But I do know this, that God won't force you. The only band he'll put on you is love. That's the only one. And he says, I don't even put a yoke on you. I won't put a bridle on you. I won't push you. I won't force you. The only appeal that I make to you is I love you. And my friend, that's the appeal that he makes to you and to me today. God's not going to force you. God's not going to push you. He moved heaven and hell to get to the door of your heart. And he stopped there and politely knocked on the door and said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's where he is. He's never crashed the door. He's not going to push himself in. You will have to respond to love. But the interesting thing is, that's been the strongest appeal. You remember the story that's told about Napoleon. He made the statement one time. He said, Charlemagne and Alexander the Great and other great generals, they have built up empires, and they built them on force. But Jesus Christ today has millions of people that die for him, and he built an empire on love. That's his only appeal to you, friend. That's his only appeal to you today. Don't think he'll use any other method. He'll judge you, but he won't draw you to himself except by love. But that's the strongest appeal that can possibly be made. The band is a band of love. God won't force you into anything. And then he says, he shall not return into the land of Egypt, but the Assyrians shall be his king because they refuse to return. Now, Israel was running down to Egypt to get help. And then he found out Egypt was his enemy. Then he ran up to Assyria to get help there. And God says, I'm going to make the Assyrian his king. And that's where he sent them into captivity. And the sword shall abide on his cities and shall consume his branches and devour them because of their own counsels. And my people are bent to backsliding. Now, here's the second time the word backsliding occurs. Though they call him to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. Now, again, we said that it's the figure of the heifer, the backsliding heifer. When I was a boy, we tried to push him up that runway into the old wagon, and the little calf would stiffen his front feet, and you'd get him up about halfway, then he'd slip all the way back, and you'd have to start all over again. And that's what backsliding is. It's just to refuse to listen to God, refuse to come to God.